Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by Drupalize Me. Become a Drupal super genius from the convenience of your own living room. Lullabot's extensive Drupal training library contains almost 200 hours of streaming video, including in-depth classes on subjects such as CCK, Views, Drupal theming, jQuery and JavaScript, Drupal performance and scalability, and new Drupal 7 specific videos being released every month. Get immediate access to the entire library when you become a member. For more information, visit drupalize.me today. Go, Drupalize yourself.
I'm John Alban Wilkins. I'm the maintainer of the Zen theme and a bunch of different contributed modules, but more interestingly and more fun is that I'm the Drupal 8 initiative, mobile initiative leader, and with that we're trying to make Drupal 8 be as mobile friendly as possible. One of the things that Dries has really been focusing on and making sure that Drupal 8 as a whole is really, really mobile friendly, and basically since, you know, doing mobile is a multifaceted thing, we need to have, you know, APIs and hooks into Drupal so that, you know, any way that you want to build a mobile solution, Drupal can do that. And so we're looking at Drupal 8 core and thinking, what are the most appropriate APIs, what are the most appropriate things that are going to be in Drupal to make it really obvious to people that this is a great place to be and a great back-end, you know, CMS for any sort of mobile solution that you need. So in my, there's actually there's already a web services initiative that Larry is running. So if you need like native app stuff, that's part of the web services initiative. JCN is running the HTML5 initiative, which is also super important for mobile solutions with native app, especially the APIs that HTML5 provides. And then basically the mobile initiative is kind of the catch-all for everything else that isn't part of those two solutions or those two initiatives. What that means is that one of the things that we're looking at is responsive design. We're going to convert all of Drupal core's themes to be responsive, and we think that's important so that people, you know, immediately see that you know, we're following the sort of the cutting edge as far as the appropriate way to build a theme, a, you know, front end that works both in desktop devices as well as you know, smaller screen sizes. So that's one of the things that we're working on, responsive design. We're also looking at front end performance, because with mobile it's super important that you have the most optimized experience, and front end performance is actually way more important than back-end performance. If you look at sort of a waterfall graph of, you know, when a user requests a page and how many seconds did it take for the HTML to come back, and then how many seconds does it take for all the JavaScript, all of the CSS, all of the images to load after that, the front end, all of those assets take much, much longer than the initial HTML page. So it's super critical that we have front-end performance improvements in Drupal. So we're taking a look at improving CSS aggregation. We may backport some of that stuff because it would make Drupal 7 even better as well. And we're looking at JavaScript improvements, JavaScript loaders. There's some really interesting discussions going on right now about JavaScript loaders. And then, of course, we're looking at you know, all these other different front-end performance techniques. I should sort of segue for a second here. So one of the things that I really love about the initiative process is that, you know, it sort of requires a community in order to get all these things done. So I'm meeting a lot of great people, and people have a lot of fantastic ideas. And you know, I've been doing research for the past year, just nonstop, every single day, on what are the best practices for mobile, helping to figure out the best practices. Constantly find new ideas from new people who are willing to help out. And it's really important that you know, even if you feel like you don't necessarily know a lot about mobile, that's actually still a really good time to become involved in the initiative process. Because the third thing that we're working on the initiative is actually documentation. And I really feel like when you're new, that's the perfect time to write docs, because you're figuring stuff out, you're taking notes. Why not just convert those notes and into some documentation so the next person can learn from you? I mean, this is great. So we've started a mobile guide And it's a great, we're looking at sort of Drupal 7 solutions because as we work on Drupal 8, of course, we're going to be looking at all the contrib experience and contrib mobile solutions. And that'll help us figure out what we need to do for Drupal 8. So people that are doing responsive or native apps and all that stuff, we're looking for all those people who are sort of new to that and figuring it out to please come and help with the documentation so that, you know, we can sure share our collective knowledge, because it's such a new thing for everybody. So it's not just new to you, it's new to us, it's new to everybody. So really just help out with the documentation. That's a great way to help out with the mobile initiative. And then the last thing, one of the first things that people see when they install a new Drupal site, of course, is the admin experience. And currently our admin is optimized for the desktop. It doesn't work that well for any sort of mobile or smaller screen devices, and it's not optimized for touch as well. So we have a group of UX people who are working on improving Drupal's backend and ensuring that it also works for mobile devices, for touch devices, and we want to have that first experience just work out of the box for any kind of device. And I think it'll really show that, hey, you know, I can actually, you know, administer my site on my phone. This is kind of nice. We have some great people helping out with that, and we need more people. We really do, because with UX, it's really important to have, you know, a diverse group of people to help out with brainstorming new ideas, and then also sort of do user testing, and all of that stuff is stuff that we need help with. So I would really encourage anybody who's even a little bit interested to come out and help out with this initiative, because it's a lot of fun, and that you can find all of the information on groups.drupal.org/mobile/Drupal-8. So, thank you.